Yep. Amen.
Amen.
All right, St. Paul, this morning, this word, and I think I mentioned it to Minister Fry, has been on my mind for about 3 weeks now, all because I heard one little phrase. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you for this day. I thank you, Lord, for allowing the young people to come into the sanctuary, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for even us older people, Lord, with our ailments coming up into your house, Lord. We walked in with canes. We walked in with ace bandages. We walked in, Lord God, with colds in our chest and tiredness in our heads. But Lord, you allowed us to say, if I come into your house one more time, we are expecting you to meet us in our need one more time. Amen. So God, consider this word. Thank you for reminding us that the bad chapters of our lives do not make our story, God. The ones that people would want us to focus on is not all that we are. Especially when we stay in your hand. So Lord, guide me. Thank you for continuing to pluck at me. You wouldn't let me let this go.
Hallelujah.
In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ, we say amen. So St. Paul, I've already mentioned that the message topic is this morning, one bad chapter doesn't make your whole story. This past, a couple weeks ago, I was listening on YouTube to Travis Green sing, incredible gospel singer. But I can't even tell you the name of the song that he sung. But my ears peaked up when I heard that phrase in his song. One bad chapter doesn't make your whole story.
Hallelujah.
And I remember turning to the screen real quick and saying, Lord, that'll preach. You saying something right there. But St. Paul, think about this. Our lives are like books.
Yeah.
Books that we are writing each and every day. These books are going to tell the story one day to the upcoming generations who we are. Therefore, we always trying to put our best image and having our grandbabies and great-grandbabies think the best of us, or down the generations only know how loving and kind we are. Sometimes we are always trying to rewrite our stories by taking the bad chapters out. The chapters full of mistakes and trials, we want to take them out and ignore them as if they're not part of our story. And then we get saved and start acting like that chapter was never even written. The chapter's full of heartache and devastation. We want to take them out as if they never existed, as if we didn't write as clear as day on those pages of bad chapters, all because of our actions. We want to act like we are holier than thou. We don't want our hard times to be the only thing that people see about our life story. However, we know, as my grandma used to say, live more than one day and you'll realize life is unpredictable. You never know what comes to make your life beautiful at one moment, or turn, and it turns around to haunt your memories in the other. There's a string of events in our lives that are continually happening, and no matter what, we need them to remember that we can't just stop the rainy days and expect it to be sunny all the time. We can't stop the days when there's cloudy depression and expect us to turn around and act like the depression had nothing to do with our spirit. it. There are people who are trying hard to live and make a better life. But we tell them a little askew that we tell them to make it better. You gotta forget what you've been through. However, the problems will always occur. So for those, and I'm gonna say of us people, one thing you should never forget, St. Paul, is that if your book has one small bad chapter, it never means that the whole book of your life is not going to end up well. Don't believe that lie from Satan that lets you believe that that one book is all there is to you. This takes me back to the text this morning. And y'all notice, you probably were thinking, well, Pastor, why in the world did you read the bad part and not the victory at the end of Ruth's story, which is what we always focus on? We got to remember, sometimes you got to go back so you can realize what God released in your life. In Ruth 1, 2, and 5, it says, now hear these names, y'all. The man's name was Elimelech, his wife, Naomi. And the names of their two sons were Mahlon and Chilion. They were Ephratites from where? Bethlehem in Judah. Hold on to that, y'all. And they went to Moab and lived there. Now, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. And she was left with just her two sons. Thank God for the two sons. But they married Moabite women, one named Orpah and the other one, as we know, Ruth. After they had lived there for about 10 years, Naomi's life was going good, y'all. But then both Mahlon and Chilion also died. And Naomi was left with her sons, without her two sons and her husband. And y'all got to remember, back in those days, a woman was nothing without her man and her sons. This text is definitely an example of a bad chapter in Ruth's, Orpah, and Naomi's life. Remember, all three of them in the beginning were living this thing. Here they were, three women who have moved into the possibilities of a new beginning, to mourning the deaths of the men that they loved. Can you imagine Naomi, when her son stood there to get married, she saw the one son with his wife, she saw her husband, and all the possibilities of what could happen, but all of a sudden she stands in a place with no husband and no sons. Because we have to remember, back in those times, your sons were your legacy. Now here these three women have moved from the possibilities of new beginnings to a season of mourning the deaths of the men that they loved. Ruth and Orpah, two young Moabite women who left their land, y'all, who left what they knew all to cleave unto their husbands, swiftly moved from a place of being excited brides to all of a sudden being unexpected widows. The plan for their new possibilities were gone. The hope of building a home and children and a family, gone. Yes, their bad chapter was being written, and it was being written, y'all, by something that they didn't even have control over. That's one of the hardest chapters to deal with, when God is allowing something to happen in your life and you just can't control it. And that's when we begin to ask, why God? Why this God? Why this now God? If I did this, if I did that. And we forget that there are some seasons when only God knows what he's doing. Yeah. Naomi, a wife, a mother who had poured out her heart and soul into her husbands and sons. did not know that there would be a day when she would have to literally give up her very identity as a wife and mother. All of it seemingly erased from her life. Don't you tell me this woman didn't stand in the middle of a bad chapter of her life. And it was written without her permission. If we remember that she told the people when she finally went back to Judah, don't call me Naomi, call me Micah, because the Lord has done poorly, sorely with me. She was hot, y'all, at what God had allowed. But that's the thing about a bad chapter in our lives. They may change our course. They may lead us in a direction that we never saw coming. But most often, when we pause, look around for God.
All right.
And remember our faith in Jesus. God in the spirit realm, in our gut, in our stomach, the Holy Ghost starts writing a new chapter in the same way that that situation came before us. The rest of our book in the heavenly realms, in the spirit realm, is already being written, and it will determine the rest of our lives. And then I love this fact that we always call God the author and finisher of our faith. This is those seasons when we are at the end of a bad chapter that we have to start praying, God, write me a new direction. God, write me a new spirit. God, write me a new faith. God, write me a new heart. God, write, I'm mad at you, God. I can't believe you allowed this, but I know that the only way I'm going to get to the next chapter is if I let you begin writing my story.
Woo!
Think about it, St. Paul. When we begin to stay close to God and let him begin to write our story and direct our path and submit to him daily and begin to let him orchestrate his master plan tiring in our lives. Trials exist. Uncertainty may take up residence in our situation. Devastation may even come and sit on our doorstep. But that's when we start, through the spirit of the Holy Ghost, stop tripping off of the devastation on your doorstep. Start standing firm in the trials that exist. That's when God's master plan is so set in our spirit that that blank page faith is starting to write a new story on your behalf.
All right,
now let's go back to our text. This is when God starts switching things. Our text goes on to say in verse 6, when Naomi heard in Moab that the Lord had come to the aid of his people by providing food to them, she and her daughters-in-law prepared to return home from there. With her two daughters-in-law, she left, hear me now, she left the place where she had been living and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. She left the place, the bad chapter place, the place that was full of trial, the place that was full of disappointment. She left that place where she had been residing and set out on the road that would take them back to the land of Judah. You see, church family, and even in the middle of our bad chapter, Naomi had a reckoning. She remembered the goodness of the Lord. She remembered that when she needed God the most, the answer to beginning a new chapter, a new book, was returning back to her homeland, returning to the land of Judah. Because if we remember, Sister Robin read for us in the beginning in verse 1 of chapter 1, where did they come from? Where did Naomi and her husband come from? They came from the land of Judah. So sometimes, y'all, when the bad chapter is about to end, or you're in the middle of a bad chapter, you gotta go back to where God began your faith. What is the significance of the land of Judah, you ask? It is a place, come on, God. It is a place, I feel like I'm jumping in a double Dutch rope. It is a place where the line of Judah resides. Where it is a place where we return to the heirship and authority of who God says we are. Remember, Judah was the fourth son of Jacob, and his first wife was Leah. Remember that. The tribe of Judah became one of the most important because it was a tribe of the monarchy. It was a tribe of the rulership. It was the tribe of royal priesthood. It was the tribe that established Israel as it was. It was the tribe that evidenced David and Solomon. It was the tribe where the beginnings, the very beginnings of God and the Messiah came from. We, St. Paul, as men and women of God, we have to remember sometimes that when we said yes to Jesus, the power and authority of the line of Judah was released in our lives. The lion came to turn a bad chapter into a story of victory. The lion came to make sure that every weapon formed against us will not prosper. The lion came to make sure that every step we take will work together for the good of those who are called by his purpose. Remember that the line of Judah is co-writing our story, y'all. Don't let the world trip you up and let you think that you gotta stay in your bad chapter season. If the picture is painted, remember the word of God is clear about how we can move from one place unto another place of victory. Deuteronomy 24 says this, "For the Lord, whose God? Your God, is the one who goes with you to fight against your enemies." Come on, y'all, put your dukes up and gives you victory. You're not fighting that bad chapter season by yourself. You're fighting it under the might of the Holy God. John 16:33 says it this way, "I have told you," come on now, how many times has God told you that you have authority in your life? "I have told you so that in me you can have peace in this world, because you will have trouble. But take heart, I will overcome the world." But take heart, I will overcome the world. He's telling us we're going to have trouble, but he's also telling us we will overcome. Ephesians 6:10 says it this way, "Finally, after you've gone through the mess, finally, after you've gone through the winds and waves, finally, after you've gone through the chaos and drama of your life, finally, be strong in the Lord and his mighty power." Yeah. St. Paul, come on now. He's trying to tell us, finally, write a new chapter. Romans 8, come on now. 8:25-30. We always focus on verse 28, but I want to read the setup, y'all. I want to read the setup because it'll make this bad chapter / victory thing even more apparent. Verse 25 says, "But if we hope for what we do not yet have," come on now, "woo, we wait for it patiently." When the bad chapter begins, sometimes you got to just be still and know that he's God. And it goes on to say, "In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. Why are we trying to do this thing by ourselves? We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. Sometimes when we are in bad chapter situations, it ain't about the eloquent words. It's about the Spirit that connects to the release. It's the Spirit that connects to the anointing. And he who searches with our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit, hallelujah, y'all, intercedes for who? God's people, in accordance with the will of God. If y'all want to see some serious interception, it ain't about an NFL Sunday night football kind of mentality where the quarterback just throws and the other guy, the receiver, catches the ball. We're talking about writing a new chapter. When God releases something in your life, you can. There is nothing that can go before you. And 28 says, and we know, St. Paul, that all good things work together for the good of those who know him, love him, and are called according to his purpose. Can you imagine when we are in the middle of a bad chapter situation and we turn around and then look at the devil? Yeah, you took my husband away, but I know all things work together for good. Yes, you took my sons away, but all things work together for my good. Yes, you released struggle in my household, but yes, all things work together for my good. Yes, my bank account is at zero, but all things work together for my good, because I'm called unto his purpose. I'm called as a tribe of Judah. And it goes on to say in verse 30, and those, and this release, St. Paul, from a bad chapter, is not just by accident. Because chapter 30 says, and those, if my leg was good, I'd be running right now. And those he predestined are also called. And those are also justified. And those he justified, he also glorified. So think about this, St. Paul. In the middle of your bad chapter season, God predestined you. God called you out. God called you to be in this situation, not just to be justified, but to be glorified. I hope all of you remember the end of Naomi and Ruth's story. Because of their faith, Ruth ended up gaining a husband in Boaz. Naomi, because of their faith, ended up gaining a son in Boaz. And their bad chapter situation, their bad chapter point of life, ended in their story becoming one of the most victorious chapters in all of the Bible. Let that sink in. One of the most victorious, God working, God evident, God handled chapters in this Bible. So St. Paul, don't believe what the world tells you. Don't tear the bad chapter out of your story. But put it in its proper place. Make your life such a huge success. A spiritual relationship with God success, that people will be eager to listen to not only your victories, but your bad chapter stories as well. Your bad chapter, though it was tough, is God trying to lead you to your story of victory. It's God trying to order your step. But if St. Paul, y'all may not believe me that God can transform a bad chapter. into a story of victory. But if you don't believe Ruth and Naomi's story, look at our Savior's story, Jesus the Christ on the cross. Because thanks God, as the song said, he would not come down from the cross just to save me. And so, yes, what looked like on the first day, a bad day, if that was not a bad chapter story, those people, can you imagine, as Jesus walked up Golgotha Hill, they're sitting there, they didn't know that God, in the earthly realm, a bad story was being written. But in the heavenly realm, God had already set up the story of justification and victory. As he was nailed to the cross, that was another point in the bad chapter story. But that's not where it ended. Even as the scripture says, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So think about it, St. Paul. He had to be lifted up. He had to be crucified before he can reach out and touch glory on our behalf. So don't trip off of your bad chapter seasons. Don't worry about the devastation that comes your way. Keep it in its proper place. Deal with it. Take it before the Lord and let him write the rest of your book. One bad chapter doesn't make your whole story.
My Lord.
Amen.
Hey.
Amen.
Hey.
And amen. Let us pray. Lord God.
Oh Lord.
Mm.
Oh Lord.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord God, for the release in this house on today.
Glory.
For in my spirit, I feel that some people may let go of their bad chapters and leave it where it belongs, Lord. Just a part of their story. Lord, now start writing on the blank page of faith, Lord. Start writing out their victory story, Lord God. Start writing out their surrender story, God. Start writing out their moment when they return unto the power of the Judah story, Lord. Let them take full authority of their relationship with you. Let them be able to see the imps come in their way, Lord God. Let them be able to rebuke demons in real time. In real time, speak boldly, Lord God. Let them know that no weapon formed against them will prosper, Lord. The weapon will be formed, but it sure as heck will not prosper. Thank you, Lord God, for writing a new story for us, Lord God. Thank you for writing a story when we didn't have to stay in our season of trial. Thank you for writing a new story, Lord, even if there be another chapter that brings us to our knees, God. Thank you that from there we can lift our hands up unto the hills, which cometh our help, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. In the name of your Son, Jesus the Christ,
hallelujah.
We say amen, amen, and amen. Amen, St. Paul. Amen, amen, and amen. One bad chapter doesn't make our whole story. Amen.